us that we should be called the sons of God, members of the body of Christ, the church. Now, we want us to see the church in its infancy. When we see how the Lord began working with the church right after the day of Pentecost, you heard read, 3,000 souls were saved. Amen. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, which is the manifestation that God is blessing the effort. And I want us to understand that when we are members of the church, God is blessing us. Amen. You're blessed by being part of the church. Amen. I'm not going to be long, but some things that I want us to see out of this text and then to be able to apply them to the church at Friendship. Amen. When we look at the early church, the one thing that I noticed, number one, they were community. Amen. They were community. Listen to what it says. And they and all that believed were together and had all things common. Amen. Wasn't mine and yours. It was ours. Amen. When we understand that we are all in this together. Amen. Amen. And I want to up front tell you that none of us are perfect. So if you think that you're dealing with perfect people, that's not true. However, we serve a perfect God. And that perfect God knows how to work with imperfect people and calls them to do what he would have them to do. And so when we find imperfect people being governed by a perfect God, we're able to say hallelujah, because all things are working together for the good for those who love him. Amen. When we understand that we're a community, it's the same as saying we are in the family. And I told us in Sunday school, amen, in every family there are dysfunctional people. It would be good if we did have, if we had a perfect family. Amen. No flaws, no warts. But the truth of the matter is there are flaws and there are warts. But in the midst of everything, we belong to him. Amen. And when the accuser of the brethren will talk about us, amen, Jesus lets us know we're covered by his blood. Amen. We're not perfect, but we are redeemed. We are kept by the hand of Almighty God. Amen. We're a community. Amen. When we look at the text, the Bible said that they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. Amen. They were willing to give of themselves that no one would be left behind. It amazes me. George W. Bush said, no child left behind. But the problem with that is you have people with the mentality of the superintendent of schools in Unalaska, Texas. And when you've got those kind of mentalities, people will be left behind. But when you got the mind of Christ, amen, none will be left behind. And it is the will of God that none should perish, but that all, come on, say it, should come to repentance. Amen. That's what the church is. It's redeemed folk. Amen. Amen. As we once were, amen, we can tell you the same God that saved us can save you. Amen. When we look at the church in its infancy, we realize it is the Holy Spirit that draws you to the church. Amen. We're not smart enough to figure that out. Amen. But the Holy Ghost comes and he brings us to himself. One of the things that I like about the Holy Ghost, there are times when he has to overtake us, turn us around and bring us back. But whatever is necessary, he knows how to bring us back to him. And so the church is number one, we're in community. Amen. When I see that it is the community of faith, it is people that take God at his word. If God said it, he'll cause it to come to pass. Amen. 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 When I understand that when I'm in the community of God, that God will cause us to be what he wants us to be. Amen, amen. There is nothing that is too hard for those that are in the Lord. You know why? Because the Lord will work a work in your life. Amen. That job that you wanted, God will give it to you if you trust Him. Amen. That business you wanted to start, God will help you do it if you will let Him lead you. Amen. When I see those that work in the Lord, amen, amen, God can do a marvelous work when we strip ourselves of self and let Him work a work. But I got to drop this on you, though. The Lord has never called lazy folk. Let me say that again. The Lord has never called lazy folk. Amen, amen. Even when folk were doing the wrong thing, they were busy doing something. Amen. If when you've got the initiative, the Lord can give you the direction. But you got to have the direction, amen, that comes from Him. And so number one, there is community. Amen. Number two, I want us to see that the early church were consecrated people. That is to say, they were holy. Amen. Not perfect. Again, I reemphasize, not perfect. Amen. But they were forgiven. Amen. They're in the family of God. Amen. When you look at what God does, verse 41, then they that gladly received His word were baptized. Amen. And when we are baptized, the Lord comes into our lives, and we can see verse 46, continuing daily with one accord. My brothers and sisters, the only one can get us with one accord is the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have, please understand this, we have different minds. We have different thoughts. Amen. None of us have a lock on what's right. You know what's right? What God says is right is right. How do I know what's right? I find it in His word. Amen. But I can hear Isaiah saying, come, let us reason together. Amen. We might not know all that we need to know, but God will tell us what we need to know when we need to know it. And then we can be with one accord. Now, I know that we as Baptists, we have always heard it said, you got to get on one accord. Well, that's really not what Scripture says. It says with one accord. That simply says we want to have the mind of Christ. Amen. Let that same mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. When we are willing to humble ourselves and seek His way, and we know that, and I got to drop this on you, the Lord never put all of the sense in any one head. Now, let me tell these folks. The Lord never put all of the sense in one head. All of us know something about something. And when we come together and our focus is not on what we know, but about who it is that we know. We know all about Christ. When Christ is in your business, amen, all is well. Amen. The Lord says that we should be ye holy, for He is holy. Amen. Again, not sinless perfection, but my sins are forgiven. I'm walking in righteousness because He has taken my sin and given me His righteousness. See, somebody think that I got, when I get, Pastor, when I get it all together, I'm coming. Let me tell you something. You will never get it all together. But if you let Him get you together, He knows how to help you pull off. And I got to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the more you walk with the Lord, the less you will look like yourself. Amen. You start pulling off things. You start dropping off things. Amen. The first day you drop off malice. The next day, hatred. The next day, selfishness. You start dropping it all off. Amen. Where you were selfish, amen, you will become selfless. And it's not about you. It can be really with one accord. Do you not know the Lord don't mind you having something if you help your brother get something? Now, our problem is when we want it all, how do you say it, Pastor? Get all you can all you get, and set on the can. Yeah, that's our testimony. But the truth is, when the Lord blesses you, well, let's look at the text. Sold their possessions and good and parted them. This is verse number 45. Parted them to all men. Watch this. As every man had need. Now, you got to be careful, because there are some folk who tell you they got a need. They don't have a need. Amen. Amen. You see, you're not going to spend my money on things I don't spend my money on. Go ahead, Pastor. Amen. That's right. I don't smoke. If you need cigarettes, buy your own. I don't buy lotto tickets. If you want lotto tickets, spend your own money. Amen. And I tell those folks standing out there with the squeegee to wipe my windshield, I'm waiting just to get enough to get a beer. No, I ain't giving you a beer, and I don't want you to clean my windshield. But there are folk who have a need. And this church is gracious to those that have need. This church will bury folk. This church will put roofs on houses. This church will do things for folk. And that's what it's all about. The Lord blesses you that you might be a blessing. Amen. Amen. When you have the freedom to give, God says, as you give, I will give you the just recompense. Because you can't be God giving. Well, let me move on. Let somebody get upset with the pastor because he said he ain't giving folk money to buy beer. Number three in this text, I see the need to continue. And they continuing daily with one accord. Now, it is amazing how we can get a fast start to the church at Galatia. Paul the apostle wrote, you did run well, but what hindered you? See, some folk take off 1,000 miles a minute, but after a couple of minutes, they done run down. Amen. We're in this for the long haul. Amen. I'm waiting till the Lord comes to get me. And I want to be found faithful when he comes to get me. Amen. And so I'm going to continue in that I know. And you ought to continue in that you know. And if you don't know very much, come and be taught what God says. Amen. Part of our problem, we fail to realize that there is a need to disciple the disciples. Well, now see, y'all going to make me have to go all the way back to Matthew 28. Matthew 28, 19 and 20, the Lord says four things that should be done. Number one, he says, go. Number two, he says, make disciples. Number three, he says, and disciple the disciples. You see, the word says our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen. When folk know what God expects of them, then they can be found doing what God has ordained for them to do. Do you realize that everything that you hear on television, some of the television ministers tell you, it ain't all in the Bible? That's why we study, to show ourselves approved workmen who need not be ashamed, that can rightly divide the word of truth. Do you not know that if you could just as you can rightly divide, you can wrongly divide? Amen. When I understand what God wants me to do, God will make it plain, amen, where you need not error. You know, a lot of folks say, well, you know, what's my purpose? What does God want me to do? If you ask him, he'll make it known to you. Amen. And when you're in the church, Amen. There are many members, but there's only one body. And when I understand that God places these members in the body as it pleases Him. Now, go ahead and preach, Pastor. Too oft times we want to tell God where to put us, and God knows you're a hand and you want to be a foot. But God says, if you're a foot, be a foot. Amen. When I understand, God, you know where I can function best. Make it known to me. You know what God will do? He'll make it known to you. And when we talk about continuing, not only are we talking about day to day, but we're talking about being all in. Now, in Acts 5, it tells us about a couple named Ananias. Y'all know them folks? Yeah, you see, they said they were all in, but they were not all in. Amen. They sold some property. Now, see, first there was a fellow named Joseph. Some folk know him better by Barnabas. He sold property, and they said, you know, that's a good thing. We're going to do it too. Let me tell you something, folk. This book determines what we should do. Not because somebody else did it. Amen. Don't let other folk be your pattern. Not going to make me have to tell you two stories. Story number one. Daughter is watching mama cook a cake. And mama always has to push it in a little bit before she puts it in the pan. Daughter asked mama, why are you pushing this way? Mama said, "Coach, my mama always did it that way." And so mama number one goes to mama number two. Now remember, there's daughter and then mama one and mama two. Mama one goes to mama two and says, why do you push it that way? She says, because I'm trying to make sure my pan will accommodate it. See, not always it's necessary. Sometimes folk do things just because. Now, let's get back to Acts 5. Ananias and Sapphira sold their land. And when they looked at it, you know, in the beginning, it looked like a good idea. But when they sold the land and looked at the money, Lord, you mean the church want all of this? I'm going to keep a little bit back. And they bring it to Brother Peter. Peter says, is this all of it? Oh, yeah. Now, let me tell you something, folk. We always say, you know the Lord knows. Don't you know the Lord really knows? Peter says, why are you stealing from the Holy Ghost? Now, it could have been just a chastisement, but he fell dead. And then the young men have to pick him up and take him and bury him. And then here comes Sapphira. And he says, is this all of it? Oh, yeah. And she fell dead. And just as she's falling to the ground, the pallbearers are coming back from take her and go bury her too. Now, what's the point? I'm talking about being all in. Amen. Commit to the Lord. You see, while they had it, it was theirs. They didn't have to give anything. But when you commit, and that's where we lose it when we fail to keep to stay committed. Amen. Where we used to get a great joy out of serving the Lord, we no longer get that. But let me tell you, the joy of the Lord is still our strength. Amen. If you're not able to come into the Lord's house and hear those deacons in prayer meeting and something don't start happening inside of you, Amen. Maybe you need to read his word some more. Or when you hear the choir sing like they sung this morning, amen, there ought to be something that's happening inside of you. Amen. But you ought to be all in. Lord, whatever I can do, let me do it. And let me do it as long as you want me to do it. Amen. Do your best. Give your best. That's part of being a member of the church. Now, and I'm going to move from this in a minute, but ask yourself this. You might jot this down so you can ask yourself tomorrow. If every member of the church was just like me, what kind of church would this church be? Moving right along. So you've got to have community. Have to have consecration. Have to continue. But lastly, and I'm almost done, Christ. Christ is the head of the church. Amen. When I understand that I'm being led by Christ, that what Christ determines what we do. And the Bible said the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. And then I ought to have that same desire that folk would be saved. Amen. Christ came that men would have life, and that life more abundantly. We're not life givers, but we can be life sustainers. We can give something to help somebody as they go along this way. You might not have money. You might not have two dimes to rub together, but you can have a good word. You can be an Ebenezer and come to the pastor's house and help with Sister Jones. Amen. There are things that we can do to bless somebody, because God says if it's on the inside, it will show on the outside. You know, people like to tell about how much they love the Lord. Amen. The Lord don't need you to do any of the things that you do for folk. But the human has a need. And we ought to give the best that we can while we can. Amen. Jesus showed how much he loved us. Can I go ahead and preach? Yeah. Jesus showed how much he loved us. While we were yet sinners, we were not getting any better. You know, if it seemed like there was a potential for us to get better, some of us would work with folk. But when it seemed like we're not even getting any better, we're doing the same thing day in and day out. But Jesus looked at our sins and looked past our faults and saw our need. He saw that we needed a Savior. Jesus saw that we were like sheep, all going astray. But he loved us enough to come down, and he stepped through 42 generations. Bible said, born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Isn't it something? The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And he didn't have a place. Amen. No Holiday Inn, no Marriott. But I'm glad that was a stable. Amen. He teaches us that humility is all right. Amen. It's all right not to have everything. But one thing that I learned, that the wealth of the world is laid up for the righteous. I don't know about you, but I'm waiting for the Lord to start converting. Amen. One of the things that we learn in the church, if we stay faithful to him, he'll be faithful to us. I heard him say, I'll give you the desires of your heart. Can I go ahead and preach? The Bible said Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes. But I'm so glad he didn't stay in swaddling clothes. But the Bible said he went about doing good. And every now and then I like to talk about, it seemed like he had been treading a wine press all by himself. Now you see, there are some that don't understand when we talk about a wine press. But you see, during that time in the Near East, they smashed grapes. And as they stomped the grapes, the juice would fly up on their garment. Have I got a witness? They were red in color. Jesus' garment was all red because of the blood that he had shed. Somebody said the garment of Boaz, Jesus, the matchless Lamb of God, came and gave his life as a ransom for many. And then he said, whosoever will, let them come. Isn't it interesting that when we join certain organizations, only the select can come in? Have I got a witness? There are some sororities that say you have to be able to pass the paper bag test. But the God that I serve does not have. See, somebody don't understand what I'm talking about. Ask me after the church. Now, there are those that say you have to have a certain number of dollars in your pocket. But I'm glad that the God that I serve, he's not looking at paper bag tests. He's not looking at our bank account. He's not looking at where I live or what I drive. He's only interested in a soul of man. And he saw that I was on my way to hell. I'm glad he loved me so much. He stopped me before I got to hell. Have I got a witness here? But he sent his Holy Ghost, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. Ever now and then, I want to ask somebody, do you remember where you were when you got saved? I remember the night I got saved. Lord have mercy. The God is a good God. Worthy to be praised. He met me on Shoe Street. Have I got a witness? He turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. Have I got a witness here? But you see, I wasn't always standing behind this sacred desk. I knew how to backslide like a lot of you. But the God that I serve, he knows how to pick you up, wash you off, make everything all right, strengthen you in his service. I'm glad today to tell you I'm a card-carrying member of the Church of God. He's all right. He's all right. He said, I'm all a card-carrying member. Yes, because my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. I carry around his name on my person. When you say Christian, I'm talking about Christ. When you let everybody know that for Christ I'll live and Christ I'll die. But Christ said, you don't need to die. I've already died. On Calvary, have I got a witness? He didn't stay dead. Early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. If you are here today, that same power is reaching out to you. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Somebody said, what you talking about, preacher? I'm glad you asked. Sin carries a heavy load. Have I got a witness? Have I got a witness here? Sin will wear you down. But I'm so glad he's a burden bearer, a heavy load sharer. He'll help you pick up that you're carrying around. You'll put running in your feet, clap it in your hand, joy bell ring, because of who he is. I'm glad to tell you, when the Lord comes in your life, he turns it around. Have I got a witness? He gives you focus in your life. He gives you direction that you're going to go. But he gives you an ultimate object. And my object is, I'm on my way to Canaan land. One of these old days, just like Jesus, I'm going to pull off to put on. I'm going to step out to step in. I'm going to move
about to move in, then I can say with the old folk, soon I'll be done with the troubles of this world. Soon we'll be done with the troubles of this world. Going home to live with God. Do you know him? Have you tried? Is he in your life? I'm glad to tell you, he's all right. He's all right. He changes lives. He empowers life. He fixes life. He's in the reclamation and salvage business. Broke down lives, he'll fix them up. Running lives, he'll make it all right. Somebody needs to know, he'll meet you right where you are. He'll pick you up. Somebody needs to know this. It does not matter what you used to be. Have I got a witness? You're able to say, I'll look back over my life. I'll say goodbye to the life I led. Now I'm walking with my Savior. Do you know it? Have you tried? He comes in your life. He changes things. As I come to a close, the scripture says, he'll make all things new. Do you know him? Are you walking in the newness of life? I'm glad.
I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm walking in the newness of life. Somebody said, I don't understand it. Well, very quickly, when you were in that old man, there were things that so easily beset you. Oh, come on here. Come on here. You know what they were. And Satan knew what they were. And Satan knew how to bring it right to you. Every time you said, I'm going to do right. Uh-huh. Satan knew how to bring it to you. But now, he can bring it to me. And I can resist. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm in the church. Amen. Are you in the church? Amen. Don't fool me now. Amen. Are you a card-carrying member? Amen. I am born again. I am a child of God. I am on my way to heaven. If that's not you, may we all stand. And if you're not sure, you have made peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ.